Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
How we doing, folks? Thanks a million for tuning in. Can you tune into a podcast?
I guess it's all terminology, all right, isn't it? It's like, but there's plenty of things that we still say that they don't have any relevance anymore. Like tune in to a podcast or the phone's on the hook or off the hook.
Yeah,
a phone hasn't had a hook since 1923. That was the last time there was an actual hook that the phone went onto it. Yeah.
And you'd still, I mean, they don't exist anymore, but, well, of course, what am I saying they don't exist anymore? But you'd still refer to a record shop.
Yeah, I would say, would you though? I wonder what young people say a record shop.
To be fair, actually, that would be a more accurate description because they are, the only ones around are the ones that specialise in the vinyl now, aren't they?
Oh yeah, it's L full of stuff now, yeah. The only people in there are L collectors, you know.
So there's no such thing anymore as a HMV or whatever.
No, that's there's gone. There's a tower.
Tower's there.
Yeah. God knows what they sell in there. That's vegetables just, or something, isn't it? I haven't a clue what they'd be selling nowadays.
I was just about to ask you, what would they sell?
I don't know, maybe a PlayStation games or... Because no one's buying CDs or anything anymore. You know, I don't know. Is it just for our lads? Is it just for those type of people that would always love to tell you? You know those, I don't have a TV myself. Who fucking cares? Grant, I don't care. No, but I don't watch it. I don't give a shit. What are you talking? Don't talk to me then. I'm talking about television program. You don't have to say that.
Yeah.
Just I haven't seen it was enough. I don't want to. I don't have a television. I prefer to talk to my family. Do you?
Weirdo.
Yeah, you're oddball, yeah. So I don't know what they sell. Do you remember when Virgin Megastore started selling rubber johnnies? I remember that was the maddest thing. That was the beginning of the end.
It was a brilliant stunt, though, because it wasn't as though Virgin and Richard Branson and all them had this, you know, particular kind of, I don't know, stance or I don't know, whatever.
No.
It was just a great opportunity to go into a really Catholic Irish country and just make a brilliant piece of marketing by selling rubber johnnies in a record shop.
Yeah, and like, there's people that listening to this now, they're like, so what was the big deal? It was huge, this thing.
Oh, you've no idea.
Ireland was a protest. Different
place. It was like the Father Ted thing. Down with this sort of thing. Careful now.
Yeah, and it was a gay bird even took out a rubber johnny and stuck it on a cucumber on the Late Late Show. Do you remember that? He stuck it on it. He did. And the whole country was like, this is disgraceful. He's holding that like he's holding his own. Oh, it's disgusting. And the whole country was going mad. And the only way you could get a rubber johnny was you had to get someone who was in Belfast to come down the train.
That's right.
And there'd be soldiers and all who take your johnnies off you. The soldiers would be there. You're not allowed to bring johnnies in here.
There was a big protest and they took the train. A load of women. Not Nell McCartney. Anyway, and they literally went on the train to Belfast with the purpose of bringing Johnny's back.
And it was the Johnny train, do you remember? And all the guards were arresting them and everything. And then in comes Virgin Megastore, and it was rubber johnnies, and you could see them.
Oh, yeah.
Mates, they were called. Me and Peter Ryan, we were young lads, and we got the bus into town to look at the johnnies on the shelf.
It's great the way you've outed Peter Ryan.
Yeah, I shouldn't have done that.
Somebody who went in to look at johnnies.
Yeah.
He probably wants to play down that part of his life. To be perfectly honest with you.
And we were just looking at them on the shelf. We couldn't believe, look at that, rubber johnnies. On the shelf, Trojans and mates. I was like, this is mad. And there was a pack of three. Pack of three.
Three.
Like, yeah, I thought, like, who? No one would be able to do that three times. Nobody would be able to do that three times.
Yeah.
Maybe again. It'd be like, I thought back then, it was like a bee sting. You stuck it in once and left it in there. It was just like, that was the end. If you didn't go to the doctor, you'd be dead.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was Catholic Ireland. I thought women had one big knocker. And I didn't realise there was a pair of them. You know what I mean?
They were never revealed.
They were never revealed. Yeah. And then right behind the Johnny.
Even in the height of summer.
Oh, in the height of summer. Yeah,
unless it was some Mad Elwin who really should have known better.
There was a few of them. Our family had the flat thing in Malahide Road. Look, now there was a woman that used to be in the nip of the garden and just out sunning herself. And I'll never forget, I didn't know what was going on. All I knew was I couldn't stop looking. I was just like a young lad, you know, I didn't even know anything.
Yeah.
I was just like, there's a woman in the nude and things are happening to me.
Yeah.
And I can't really understand it.
Yeah.
But then
each boob was probably the size of a small child.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. You were there going, she's got three heads. That woman has three heads. and only one face. Oh, unbelievable.
Very different time.
Oh, very different time. And then they started showing blue. They had Blueys in that shop then as well. So you could go in there.
In the Virgin Megastore.
In Virgin Megastore.
Jeez, I wish I should have looked more around that shop.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't realise that it was such a treasure trove at the time.
Oh, it was a treasure trove. But Blueys back then weren't like they are now. Like, there's no hair in a Bluey now, but there was hair to be. Oh my God, was there hair?
That's true,
like,
yeah.
There was literally mullets in underpants. Mullets! Like, lads would take off their trousers, and it was just like this. You're like, what in the name of God is that?
Yeah.
It was like a grizzly bear that was punched in the face. It was mad looking little things.
Yeah. And then, well, you think about it, yeah, because God almighty, that was... What era
and
was that?
Mustaches and all.
Was that the 80s?
Oh, yeah, it was the 80s, yeah. It was the 80s, yeah.
Mind you, that was coming off the back of where Blueys had to come in from overseas.
That's right,
that? And they'd have to be translated nearly.
Yeah, yeah, and that was when they all had parody names.
Yeah.
You know, it was all like, you know...
Shaving Ryan's privates.
Yeah, yeah. All of that. Or Shitty Gangbang. Or... I gotta get sick.
That's the worst name. That's the worst name for a Bluey ever. Shitty Gang.
Have you got? Imagine even asking for it. Yeah, you don't have the new Shitty Bang Bang yet.
It actually sounds. It sounds like a rubbish Blue Moon. Why would you ask for something? No. To be honest with you, it was a shitty Gang Bang. To be honest with you. I wouldn't even recommend it.
It only lasted 5 minutes.
I don't know why I bothered. I really don't know why I bothered. That's the worst Bluey name I've ever heard.
I can't think about this.
Oh, you mean you just made that up?
Oh,
it's not an actual...
No, I don't have it at home. It's not like a movie I have that I go back to every so often just so I can see what a hairy Mickey looks like. No, it's not mine.
I thought it might have been in your collection.
No, I don't have a collection. There is no collection.
Oh my God, that's... Oh, Lord. It's going to take me a while to get over that. Wow. Because the weird thing about that, that whole sort of movie thing, when video shops existed, they had a section.
The section was a little curtain.
I mean, literally nothing... singles you out as an undesirable more than having to go behind the curtain to make your purchase.
And then when you left the video shop, he put it in that black bag with the little gold print on it that nobody knew. And then the only reason anyone's ever carried one of those bags ever is because they're buying some sex toy or a dirty movie. That's the only reason it ever happened.
I'd say postmen back in the day as well used to, because literally every ad that had anything suspect, if anything that that you'd be buying that was in any way kind of ooh or misses, it would say on it that it comes in discreet packaging or it comes in or plain paper pack or whatever. I'd say every postman had it worked out exactly. Yeah, see this. No marks of any sort, and I know exactly what that is.
Yeah, yeah, I know exactly, yeah. Batteries not included, that's for sure.
I bet you that's PJ's copy of Shitty Gang Bang.
The series, yeah, that's it. The picture disc.
Number two. Shitty Strikes Back. My God, man. That's going to... Anyway.
I can't think of any more now. My mind has gone blank.
Well, you'll never top that.
Probably not, no.
That's for sure. You'll never top that. In fact, if anybody wants to use that, if it's any budding Bluey makers out there...
Imagine, they don't even have names anymore now. Now you just turn it on, it's just someone in the nip going, will I start? No creativity. It's all gone. There's no cracking it anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No mustaches.
So to speak.
Lads walking around with cowboy hats and socks and nothing else. You know, they were the days.
Remember the premise of them all was always the weirdest. Like, they were always... Like, the premise of them is totally mad. It was like that, everything was a plumber rocking up or a...
Yeah.
Or a... I don't know.
Delivering food was a good one. Delivering
a
pizza.
Or a teacher or something or whatever.
All that sort of...
just randomly sort of like, my clothes have fallen off.
Yeah, or yeah. They do real weird ones every so often, like Astronaut Training Centre. And it was just like an office. And a bloke with a t-shirt with NASA on it. And they go,
they couldn't afford the set.
Yeah, couldn't afford the set. And they'd be like, you haven't earned your place on the shuttle to Mars. And she'd be like, oh no. And you go, yes, Teddy Granger, you tried, but unfortunately, there is no way I can put you on the squadron. And she'd be like, oh,
what
I studied
what
so
am I going
hard.
To do?
Oh, what'll I do? Yeah, that's so ridiculous.
Anyway, I tell you something. It's bizarre that we've ended up talking about this because, in fact, maybe it's not so bizarre. Maybe it was a natural progression of stuff we were talking about during the week because following PJ's shitty gangbang reference, apparently, who'd have thought that the top car for having
a little bit of messing in it, yeah,
shenanigans in, turned out to be this particular make of car. I mean, literally, what we would have decided was arguably one of the most boring makes of car ever.
I still think they must have got it wrong. Maybe it's just it's just popular with a certain type of fella.
Who knows? Anyway, listen, in case you missed it, we won't tell you what it is, but we reveal all. That's on the way. And also, we did end up talking about... It's all coming full circle now that we've ended up talking about Blue Movies. But we did talk about the search for large appendages.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, there's a big search on for a new reality TV show. Yeah,
And men with particularly large appendages are apparently being sought after for this show. So we'll tell you about that. There was also, I got a bit of stick during the week because some people seem to think I overthink things.
Oh yeah, yeah. Wouldn't be like Jim.
But I've been thinking about it ever since. So anyway, that's on the way. And also then, there was a brilliant story of nightmares, actually, more than dreams.
Yeah, nightmares, yeah.
And what people have nightmares about. But it wasn't to do with their day-to-day lives. It was where they live.
Yeah, geographically sort of, yeah, specific nightmares.
And I have to say, I'm still struggling with the Germans, I think it was.
Yeah.
And their one.
Yeah, the English one as well got me. I don't know why. It's just like, you know.
It's very English.
Very, very English, yeah.
Anyway, have a listen to that, and we'll talk to you in a few.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There's a story here about nightmares. What they've done is they did this good thing where they looked at all the Google searches for nightmares all around the world, right?
Okay.
And by doing that, they now know what nightmares are popular in what areas of the world. Because apparently where you live affects what nightmares you have, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
So if you live in...
People don't just have nightmares about things in their life.
No.
It depends on where you are in the world.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So if you're in...
That's mad.
I know, it's mental, isn't it? So if you're in Britain, for example, and lots of people, they dream about bees. They have, nightmares about bees. Yeah, I know.
Why does that sound like such a British thing?
It really does, yeah.
I was dreaming about the bees.
Yeah. Mm,
I had a really bad dream about the bees last night.
Buzzing around, yeah.
I don't know what that's a sign of.
I'll tell you what it's a sign of. Social anxiety is apparently what that is.
No way.
Yeah, that's what they say.
But they'll be left outside of the hive.
Yeah, they'll be left outside. Yeah, left. Oh, good one. That's probably is something to do with that, yeah.
I'm going into this game.
Yeah, Americans, they have dreams apparently of visiting eye doctors or of their toes falling off. And unbelievably, quite a popular nightmare is having a bad tuba performance. Yeah.
For Americans,
yeah. Apparently it suggests and signals fear of unwanted attention. That they're on stage with a tuba going, and everybody's just looking at them.
Most people on stage with a tuba would be... That's unwanted anyway.
Yeah, I know, yeah, it is.
Yeah, even among the rest of the orchestra.
Fairness. I always would, you know the way you see a lad busking with a tuba?
Yeah.
Or a clarinet, or you know, I always wonder, why are you really busking?
Well, at least
there's
with a clarinet.
There's no oboes in Ballymun, is all I'm saying.
There's whatever about a clarinet... Dragging it along somewhere fits handy enough. It's, you know, it's not heavy.
Yeah.
But imagine dragging a tube everywhere you had to go.
Sitting on the dart with a French horn.
Depends on where you sit.
I suppose you wouldn't be the first on the... Australians, for Clint, they have, because of where they live, they obviously have nightmares about bugs, snakes,
That's real life, buddy. That's when you're awake.
Yeah.
That's just when you're awake.
Yeah, that's just living
that
in Australia.
Literally is Australia.
So,
do you dream about bugs and snakes and creepy crawlies? No, Clint says no.
I just love that Australians' nightmare is that they live in Australia. That's the nightmare.
Yeah, yeah. They literally go to bed thinking, I live in a country that's trying to kill me.
Yeah. And then there's my favourite ones are, the French have nightmares. The most common nightmare is being on FaceTime. Just obviously, like, this is not social. You know, look at me. You know, whatever it is. Not being ready.
They have a nightmare about being on FaceTime.
Yeah, apparently so.
These are the weirdest nightmares. I thought it was bad enough when we were on the bees and the Americans with their tubes.
It got worse and worse and worse. Germans are afraid of travelling. And my favourite of all is Italians. When Italians have nightmares, what's it about? Food. Of course it is. Of course it is. Italians have nightmares of not having nice food or being poisoned by food or getting choking on food or whatever. That's the most common thing for
food
Italians.
Related.
Yeah, of course it is. Italians.
So you haven't mentioned the Irish one, though.
We're not listed.
What?
We're not listed. So for some reason we were left out of this study. They didn't look at us. So what?
Dare they?
Well, yeah. You have Irish nightmares would be something like you walk in and someone goes, "Are you right there, folks, please? Have you no house to go to?"
Yeah.
Dreams
that the holy air is going to be reintroduced.
Yeah, exactly. Nightmares that petrol goes up to a fiver.
That's interesting. Because I would have been genuinely interested to know.
Me too, I'd love to know.
What the Irish psyche has nightmares about.
I'd love to know, yeah. What is it? What's in it, you know? Lots of people around the country have nightmares of Dubs arriving on their holidays down in their jerseys, taking over the whole beach.
We should stick it out there. We should see if we can find a common nightmare for Irish people.
Yeah.
Let us know. 087-188-100.
Let's get to the bottom of this.
It'd be hard pushed to compete with lads worrying about playing a tuba and their toes falling off or whatever.
Yeah, it's Ireland, Dublin. It'd be a nightmare. My chips were cold. No salt in the house or anything.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
They say that buying a car, right, is one of those kind of like one of the most expensive things, one of the biggest purchases
of your life. Yeah,
most of us make, you know, if you get a chance to buy a house, that's obviously the big one or whatever. But generally speaking, for a lot of people, a car, investing in a car is one of the biggest outlays they have. So you know, you have to make decisions wisely. It depends on, I suppose, what you're into, what your needs are. If you've got a family, you might need a big, you know, space thing, like you with the dogs, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
You might have factored, maybe you're into your bells and whistles and you like your gadgets, you know, maybe you want a high spec or maybe you just like the look of it.
Yeah, you
know, the outside or whatever.
Like you said, maybe you haven't got a house and you need a place to take your other half for a little bit of private time.
This came as a bit of a shock to us that maybe one of the factors that might influence your choice of car might be its suitability for intimate contact.
Having a little indoor camping in the car, maybe this time, yeah.
This is a thing.
This is a thing now, and believe it or not, as I say quite often on this show, mm-hmm. this time I choose maybe not to believe it, that Volvo drivers have the highest sex drive, and they use their cars for having more nookie than any other drivers.
No way.
Apparently,
Volvo
drivers. Yeah, yeah, I know. Reputation for being sensible, safe, boring,
straight-laced,
angular. Remember they used to have those cars that were literally like the kids draw.
The
box ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Volvo drivers. But they're saying they're Volvo drivers. 57% of Volvo driving people said they've taken full advantage of the interior of their cars and tried to rev things up with another person. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
The old black polo neck types are.
Yeah.
Big, oh my God. That's so... Yeah.
See, they're whipping off the chinos.
It's
throwing
the
their loafers out the window.
It's the quiet ones you watch, PJ.
It is, isn't it?
I suppose, to be fair, I mean, you know, Volvos, as you say, they used to have that reputation for being a bit boxy and a bit sort of...
A boring.
You know, and it was all about the safety. They were brilliant safety cars and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, but they were always hard to sell on because you knew some elf had tinkered with it and he used to drive around in it smoking his pipe.
Yeah, but maybe this that spacious interior is... So maybe that's what does the trick, you
yeah,
know?
Like, and of course then it comes as no surprise then when you look at the other end and say the least likely are people who own smart cars. Ah, well, you couldn't even do it on your own in there. Like, that's unbelievable. Those yokes are useless. I mean,
they're the ones that look like they got caught in a crash between a truck and a bus, aren't they? The squashed up ones.
Yeah, they look like there's a handle on the top for parking it so you can just pull it out of the parking spot.
Well, exactly, yeah. Sure, God, no, I mean, like... She'd have to be standing up. No, you're right. You couldn't even contemplate it.
No, you couldn't. You'd have your legs sticking out one side of the door and your head and body sticking out the other end.
Yeah. That wouldn't work at all. That's the least one, is it?
That's the least likely, yeah, to have a mess around. Yeah, and but if there's a few different brands there, you know, like there's like they say 42% of Mercedes owners, they've been at it in their cars, nice
have
and here.
Have you now?
Yeah.
Have you now, Mercedes owner?
Now, I'd say I'm definitely in the near 60% there that haven't had the opportunity.
And I'll tell you something, now that you have the peppermint patty.
Oh, yes, that's it.
The choice there, you've got to be even more. So, it doesn't even have a roof.
It doesn't, that's how it really is, isn't it? Volvo drivers will be there looking at me passing by and they're going, poor fella.
Never going to look in.
Not
driving around in that yoke.
Yeah, he's looking just as well. He's hiding his face with that helmet.
Does it say that it's to do with the kind of person that chooses to drive a Volvo, or are they inspired by, you know, by actually having the car? In other words, is it does a person who's into that sort of thing opt for a Volvo, or is it once they get their, I was going to say their arse into a Volvo, it's probably an inappropriate phrase in the current discussion, but you know what I mean? Once they get into a Volvo, do they suddenly feel, hello?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know how it sort of spread around these circles. Maybe some lads, maybe it came down to one fella. He pulled up at a swingers party with a Volvo and there wasn't enough room in the house. And Ford went outside and went, yeah, do you know something? I'm delighted. What? This is a beautiful. The stereo and everything. And they put on, and then next thing was like, Johnny, come out here and join the Volvo. And then next thing there was eight of them in the van or whatever. And then they all went off and says they wanted their own Volvos and, you know, the old, whatever.
Because you'd imagine
magazines, I mean, those example, people read. And they start.
Trucker Paul has just pointed out, like, you know, he's got a Volvo truck that actually has a bed in it.
Oh, jeepers. Trucker Paul.
And, like, to be fair, a lot of the truckers obviously have to have the old camp bed in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
You can imagine they might have featured a bit higher up on that scale. And especially now that it's a Volvo truck.
Yeah, no, jeepers, Trucker Paul's going to be like top, also, be like driving a Ferrari around.
Also, Tim has pointed out that I was saying to you about, you know, with you being a Mercedes driver, where they featured and whatnot, and you were saying it's relatively low by comparison.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just pointed out, well, sure aren't all Mercedes drivers over 85.
Hey! We're not all old. Not all that old. Now, that's a typical Ireland as well. That's so Dublin. I remember buying that car and I was so happy with it. Like,
yeah.
So happy with that. Like, pulled up outside the place and you didn't buy that Elfler's yoke, did you? That was the first thing. What age are you? It's like amazing. I'll enjoy it.
So, well, I mean, at least now, right? I mean, look, I drive a BMW. Everybody hates us, right? And now, and you're like all Mercedes people, old, right? You're old.
Yeah.
And now we know that all Volvo people are
a bit amoratic.
A bit amoratic.
Yeah, they know how to play. Yeah.
Doesn't
so
mean,
there you go. Although the people I know who own Volvos, I'm not don't want to stereotype, but I highly doubt they've used their cars for that. You know.
Really.
Yeah, but like maybe that's why they hoover it every Sunday morning. Actually. Your man's out with the vacuum cleaner. It was a wild night last night.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
PJ has discovered something. He literally, his head nearly blew off this morning when he came across this story.
Oh, it's Jim McCabe all over this, is, yeah. The 9 signs that you're an overthinker. Jim McCabe, please.
Me? Overthinking?
Oh my God, you're all over this list.
Why would you say that? Although you're probably right. I think...
You're all over it. Yeah, a psychologist has revealed there's 9 signs that you're an overthinker.
Right.
You know, second guessing your decisions and, you know, vividly remembering embarrassing moments, that type of thing from years ago, criticising yourself over. That's Jim all over. You all right, Jim? Oh, not great today, PJ. Well, yeah, 1972, I said. Oh, it felt like an age that day. 4th of April it was. It was at a wedding, I stood in a dress by accident, you know.
I'll tell you what is mad, now that you mention it. I've never thought about it before. Oh, you know the way I always say I have a shocking memory?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember.
Anything.
There's loads of things I can't remember, right? I just, whatever. Anyway, some people say it's selective memory. But the weird thing about it is, now that you mention it, if the, like when it comes to embarrassing moments.
Oh, yeah, you remember
it's like
no tomorrow.
Full Technicolor HD. I can remember every moment of the cringiness of it all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely, yeah. No doubt about it, yeah. And when you're telling those stories, they're so vivid. You tell them like you're painting a picture.
Yeah, but they become visceral. You can feel them.
Oh, yeah.
I remember we were given that, like, it was like a token award.
It was fantastic. This was the greatest moment I've ever seen. They gave us an award. For something we did for Make-A-Wish Foundation, was
it? Yeah, yeah. Just an acknowledgement for help given, you know, with the fundraising and everything.
And Jim opens the box and he looks at it and he's like, oh my God, yeah, you should
beautiful have done crystal
that.
Thing.
Beautiful, oh, it's so lovely. And then he turned the box upside down to see the back of it and the joke fell out and it's broke on the ground. It smashed on the ground in front of everyone. Oh my God, this is Make-A-Wish people are dead. Don't worry, it might glue back together. And we're like, oh, jeepers, Jim.
Jim was doing that thing that now.
You did that thing that people always do where you just held up the two broken pieces and held them together as if it was going to magically fix itself. Oh, God.
It was horrific. Oh, I can feel it now.
Oh, that was beautiful moment.
Beautiful moment. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so what? Is there anything on this list I don't
No, like you're second guessing your decisions, and we'll ask several people for advice or direction or guidance. That's Jim all over as well. Yeah. One thing when he was buying a car, he had everyone in his life played. Wow, everyone in his life. Oh, come here. Oh, Jesus, I can't make a decision. Oh, Jesus, this is unbelievable.
What do you think about this one? That's too expensive.
Yeah, what's
too expensive?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Too much mileage on that.
Oh, but there's a different colour dash tray in that one that I don't really like. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Yeah. And the more opinions he gets, the harder the decision becomes.
Yeah, it becomes worse.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. You want to get to the root of why somebody said what they did. That's you as well.
Yeah,
you'd be sitting
there
going, I wonder why you said that now. What do you think he meant by that? See that text there, PJ? What do you think he's trying to say? That fella, yeah. That one that says, PJ, you're put on to weight. What do you think he's saying there? What do you think he means by that?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm not that bad. Well, actually, who am I kidding? I am that bad.
Oh, yeah. You plan out conversations in your head and think about different ways.
Surely everybody does conversation that. That can't be just me, can it?
I don't know, you
surely everybody going into conversations, especially if they're going to be anyway sort of, I don't know, like with your boss or if it's going to be a sticky one or whatever. If you've got to tell somebody to, you know, feck off.
You'd be rehearsing in the car on how to order a coffee, though. You'd be like, oh, Jay, really, okay, just a packet of crisps, go on. Right, just get Americano, a packet of crisps. What if he says large, Jay? He says, oh, here we go. Oh, the negative account just gives you. Remember, Bewley's was in. Jim wouldn't go into Bewley's because there was too many options, and he was afraid.
The Bewley's one was different. Right. I thought Bewley's was too posh for me.
Thought it was too posh.
I didn't know. I thought there'd be ways that you'd have to do things that you know, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I thought there might be certain etiquettes and things involved. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why I didn't go into Bewley's.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah. It's, mind you, I will grant you, okay, I shouldn't really be giving you this one, but I will grant you that the first time I ever got to go to New York, right?
Yeah.
It was a business thing, and I was afraid to go into one of the delis because I didn't know the difference between all the different breads and stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah. Everything. You were there, I'll go to McDonald's. At least I know how that works.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
I'm not sure if it was earlier this week or was last week on the show that we were talking about reality television, right? And where would it all end?
Yeah.
Right, you know, like it's been around a long time now.
You see, you got to the stage where you think you've seen it all, really.
Yeah, it's gotten into everything. It's, you know, it started off with, well, I don't know what it started with, but Big Brother kind of carry on. And then there was makeovers of houses and there was baking and there was pottery and there was blooming everything seemed to get the reality TV treatment, okay? And we, like, even as far as that Channel 4 programme that started showing people in the nudie.
In the nude, fully in the nude,
yeah. In the nudie, you know.
Yeah, I know. And now just this new one, this a TV company called Spun Gold TV are putting together a pilot episode to hopefully broadcast later in the year. And they're looking for men in the world, well, men all over, yeah, who have the biggest willies that there are. They're trying to find the biggest willies in the world, basically, is what they're trying to do.
That's the focus of this television show.
Yeah, it'll be called Too Large for Love. And they want to get lads who have big langers on them, and they want to ask them all about how hard it is to live life with one of these things.
It must be awful.
Yeah, you must be awful. Yeah, where do you have lads who maybe they use it as a scarf or whatever, and they want to talk to them
or
all.
Or extra balance, or you know, what I mean, whatever. Yeah. Like if they're leaning against something.
Yeah, yeah, somewhere to sit or fall forward or whatever. Ooh. I don't know. So they're trying to get all these stories because apparently lads with who are very well endowed have troubles that we aren't aware of, and they reckon there'll be a 6-part series in this of following around the large langer lads and trying to see the difficulties involved
right
in being so yeah. blessed or whatever you want
exactly.
to say. Yeah.
yeah, yeah. Specifically, like in terms of relationship issues, or do you mean just general life
oh,
issues?
Oh, general, like.
As in, like, you know, trying to get a.
Trying to find
pair
a pair
of trousers.
Yeah, a pair of jocks where you don't look, you know, whatever. You have to wear dungarees all the time. Or, yeah. you know, you can't wear shorts to the beach. Or,
yeah, never being able to leave your socks off.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it's always that. Yeah. Never get your socks off. What
never,
do you mean?
Never being able to leave your socks off because you'll always need somewhere to tuck it. You know what I mean? So you'll have to tuck it into your sock.
God, I didn't get you for a second. I'd say, what way does Jim put his socks on? What way does Jim McCabe? What's he using that to put a sock on for? I was like, what?
Trust you to go to those kind
of
places.
I thought you were going
to
be doing something. What do you mean? Everybody holds a sock with their... Before you put one on, you have to hold with your own. What? I thought I was doing something wrong there God. For a minute. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so it's going to be... It's practical things as well as just, you know...
Yeah, it's all about that, yeah.
So, I mean, like, would you encounter a lot of issues in the relationship world? What am I asking you for?
What are you asking me for? Mickey Mouse over here. Like, I wouldn't have a clue. Yeah, I just know that most men... most men...
Such...
Greatly exaggerate their endowments, you know.
Yeah. I think that's widely accepted. Willies and fish are generally exaggerated.
Yeah, they're always... Yeah. You can always knock a few inches off.
I caught this one. It was that size.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when they're talking about fish and similarly when they're talking about willies.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
I'd say I'm about that size.
Yeah, yeah. Stood on it the other day, get a little bit. Oh,
And every... There's always those... every lad has one of those stupid like willy sayings or whatever, you know what I mean, where they're going like, you know, they'd stop for a wee at the side of the road and go, God, I'll tell you something, that grass was wet on the old, you know what I mean? Or the pavement was chilly there.
God. You're there going, oh my God, no, what are you talking about? It's not even cold. You know? You get to humble, more humble ones. I'm a grower, not a shower, you know.
Yeah.
I get very affected by the cold. You know.
I assume that they won't have difficulty. Well,
I don't know. You see,
I'm assuming that lads who maybe have that particular
endowment.
I remember we were talking once. Doesn't rumour have it that Liam Neeson is potentially one of these chaps?
Yeah, where did I hear that? Yeah.
I think you once refer to him as having the largest instrument in the orchestra, was it? Or
was that what it was?
You said something like that, or maybe it was the largest flute in the orchestra, but anyway, I don't know. It was something like that. But isn't there, you know, I assume that people who have that particular faculty won't be shy about saying, oh, well, I tell you, I'm glad you asked.
I don't know, like, because maybe there are lads out there and they have this thing and it's essentially like a giant roll of black pudding in their pants and they're thinking to themselves, like, I'm only going to be laughed at. Like, maybe they hear this and they're going, well, I would have gone on the show to talk about how big I am, but these idiots are going to think it's very funny and all, and they'll be asking me, like, does it have an elbow and all? And I'll be there, of course it doesn't have an elbow. You know?
Mind you, I suppose the really embarrassing thing is if you did put yourself forward, if some lad puts
and you
himself
didn't
forward
make it, yeah.
and they go, well, actually, that's not really, you know,
not really what we're looking
you're
for.
You're not even in the ballpark.
Imagine
if you'll pardon the pun.
Yeah, what do you mean? Look at the size of it. They did, no, please pull up your pants. No, not until you give me the pair. Look at the size of it.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Right, I have no idea how to wrap up this particular episode of the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Don't tell anyone about it. Whatever you do. Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be a hard one to kind of promote, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. I thought it would be great. It'd be grand. It's not that bad. We talked about bad things, but we behaved ourselves.
Yeah.
Most of us,
I thought we handled it very delicately.
Such a pair of children. They're just sitting here telling all these jokes about blueies and all. Like, it's definitely true. Men just never grow up.
Yeah.
And there's two types of men. Men that don't grow up and liars. And that's it, yeah.
And the thing about it is, I'm sorry, but some of that stuff, it'll always be. There are certain things that will just be always universally funny.
Yeah, I think so.
Farting is university funny.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. And being childish about things like willies and ginormous boobies will just always
be funny. And falling down it's just gas forever and ever.
Yeah, and so I think you're right. I think secretly lots of people laugh at it. It's just they take on this air of like, oh, so childish and immature.
Yeah, yeah. I used to get people like that at gigs every so often. I was there going, what the hell are you doing at this show for? what did you expect this to be?
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah.
I feel like somebody, if somebody kind of, you know, tuning into the podcast, tuning in there, said it again, listening to the podcast and then kind of complaining that they never discussed the ongoing political situation in the UK.
Yeah, yeah. I remember getting slated. Yeah. I remember getting slated in a newspaper by a lad who said I didn't even attempt satire. I didn't attempt fucking ballet either. Like, what's that got to do with anything? I did what I do. You came in asking, you came in expecting something else. He goes, oh, he was the worst magician I ever saw. I didn't do magic. I don't do it.
Wasn't that a... Didn't you actually get... You caught somebody at a show genuinely thinking that they were there to watch a magician.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, yeah, that was up north, because they just go anyway.
Right.
They just go any... Like, the local sort of art centres up north, they just, like... go on a Friday night and it doesn't matter what's on. They literally turn up and go, what's on? You know,
yeah.
Hey, what's on tonight? You know, and then someone said PJ Geller, and then he sat there and it was only after he goes, hey, that was funny. Hey, I thought you were a magician. I was like, they're brilliant, yeah.
Because I was just assuming I could just see somebody saying, oh, you should go and see PJ Geller, he's magic.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably might have been something like that.
Right, listen, we'll leave you to it. Have a cracking week, folks. Take care of yourselves.
Oh, yeah, I'm out here. God, the sweat off me today. Come over here and sniff me, pet.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.